Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Boston. Get up.
The Get Up Crew. Hot 96.9.
Hot 96.9. Good morning. I had to get my my wife on. My beautiful wife, Nicole. Hello.
Hi.
Good morning. Good
morning.
Good morning.
I had to get her on to talk about this because at just me telling a story from my point of view isn't enough. And I need her to tell her from her point of view.
Just that,
but I also need to ask you a question about something.
So, okay.
What happened?
So here's the deal. The baby, our little boy, by the way, he's a week old today. Our son's a week old today.
Oh.
Yeah. In 2 hours, he'll be a week old. He was born at 8:48. But, so Nicole's parents have been staying over the house, mm-hmm. helping us because, during the week, I got to get my sleep. I barely sleep anyway. Mm-hmm. So right now, the arrangement is, during the week, Nicole's mom will sleep in our bedroom with Nicole and help out with the baby, because Nicole's breastfeeding. So, whenever he needs to eat, her mom will get up, change the baby and stuff, and Nicole sets up.
Oh, my God.
And then feeds him.
It is a setup.
Yeah. So, I'm sleeping in another room on the other side of the house.
Mm.
It's a beautiful arrangement for me. I cannot hear a thing. If he's getting up and crying, I can't hear a damn thing. So I get up in the morning when it's time for me to get up. I go downstairs. I work out, do my stuff. Then I come back. Then I go into our room to get ready for the day, to take a shower and mm-hmm. stuff. So this morning I'm walking into the bedroom. And
oh, God.
I walk in and I see Nicole with the baby. She's holding him. I don't know if you were just feeding him or if you were about to feed him.
I was feeding him.
Okay,
boob was out. He was eating.
Yeah, so she's feeding him. She saw me walk in the room.
Okay.
And she didn't say anything. So I just kept it moving.
Mm-hmm.
Walked in the bathroom. Now, as I walk in the bathroom, you walk in and the toilet is to my left.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? As I'm walking in, I hear like,
oh, God.
A tinkle.
Oh, God.
I turn to the left. Nicole's mom is sitting on the toilet taking a piss. So I immediately, what was the noise that you heard me do?
I think you were like, whoa.
I turn around. I run out to the bedroom. I look at Nicole. She's cracking up and she goes, well, in she said it the dirty way. I'm going to say it the clean way. She goes, did you just see my mother's vagina?
Oh,
that's not what she said. She used the P word. And I looked at her and I said, why didn't you warn me when you saw me walking? So, and she couldn't answer because she was too busy laughing. And at the same time, we're both laughing, but we're trying to be quiet because the baby, she's like, stop it. And I'm laughing because of the baby, but we're doing like that quiet laugh. But you never answered me. Why, when you saw me walk in and you knew your mom was in the bathroom, didn't you signal me?
Okay, I didn't see you. I saw your shadow. Like, I heard a noise, and I saw a shadow. But the shadow, you were holding a bunch of clothes.
Yes.
So the shadow looked like one of those creatures from, like, Game of Thrones. Like, it wasn't, like, your outline, so I didn't know who it was. So I was like, I'm going to stay quiet with my son. I'm not going to be like, come on in. Like, my mom's in the
bathroom. So a stranger was in the house.
So you're going to allow a stranger to go in there and kill your mom?
I would rather a stranger kill my mom than my one-week-old baby.
So who's more
maybe
traumatized?
Maybe it would give me a chance to escape.
You are the mother.
My mom walked out of the bathroom, and she was like, we're all family here.
She walked out, didn't even hesitate. She's like, we're all family here. Boom, we got back in bed and went to sleep.
Yo, your reaction, Romero, is priceless. Whoa.
Oh, yo.
That's the reaction?
I don't know. What are we going to do? I see the woman sitting on the toilet, like, mid-piss.
Whoa.
All right.
But you walked out of the bathroom so much faster than you walked in.
All right, my wife.
Okay.
I love you. Go back to feeding life to our boy.
Oh, I'm doing my best.
All right.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye, my woman.
Oh, Romero, I feel so bad for you. Now you're going to have that visual for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
She was wearing pink pajama bottoms and a blue pajama top.
God.
And She doesn't subscribe to the art
of... Okay,
I
know where that's going.
Let's just say she keeps it in the 70s.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.